let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Hard to believe it was 2005 when we were first introduced to Angela, Vanessa, and JoJo Simmons, the children of rap pioneer Joseph Reverend Simmons of Run-DMC on the hit series Run's House. Now all grown up, their own successful ventures, and taking their place alongside the next generation of hip-hop royalty in WeTV's hit series Growing Up Hip-Hop, Angela is an actress, hip-hop socialite, social media powerhouse, model, fashion designer of her own line. Vanessa, actress, TV host, also a fashionista with a fashion business that's blowing up. She's been called the glue that keeps the group together and peacemaker when things fall apart. JoJo is an actor, reality star, recording artist, producer, proud father. The Simmons Kids, starring in Growing Up Hip Hop, Thursdays 9 Eastern Pacific, only on WeTV. And Angela, Vanessa, and JoJo joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hello.
It is great to have you with us on the program. And the series is really known for not holding back when it comes to realness, getting into personal lives. Quite a bit of drama so far this season, and looks like Thursday will be no exception. What's this season been like for each of you?
It's been great.
It's been amazing.
I think there's a lot of new story developments on this season. JoJo's on this season. My sister Vanessa's on this season. So there's a lot of great new stuff on this season that you guys definitely don't want to miss, and make sure that you guys are there tuning in every Thursday.
Yeah, just when it seems like, okay, maybe it's slowing down a little bit, it picks up again, and it's like, okay, there's a little more intensity. We have to see what's going to happen with everybody. Talk about the rest of the cast. Who all is on the series?
Oh, we have
Romeo Miller. A lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a huge ensemble cast. We have Romeo Miller, the son of Master P, Boogie Dash, which is the son of Damon Dash. We have Egypt, who is the daughter of Peppa from legendary group Salt and Peppa. Angela, help me out. Who else am I missing? We have Little
Egypt. You got Egypt, Peppa. It's grown a lot over the past four seasons. I'm definitely most excited to have my family on it. And, it's a pretty awesome cast, though, because everyone has pretty amazing stories and are very open and vulnerable, which is the best part of it all.
Well, it really is, because we really get to feel like we know each of you as we're watching. Talk about that. Is there a point where you really sort of forget the cameras are there and you actually can be yourself? What we see is the real you?
We always try to get the best possible authentic versions of ourselves on the show. It's hard to forget the cameras are around when there's like four cameras rolling as you're having your combos, but I think, we just try to break down the walls and be as authentic as we can so that viewers can take away something when they're watching us. You know, it's for entertainment, but we always want to make sure that our stories are inspiring people, are, relating, being relatable in some sort of way. So we're always giving our authentic self and trying to be as vulnerable as possible.
JoJo, talk about what we see of you. I see you as, you've got your sisters there and you really need to be protective of them. Talk about how that is when you're on the series and you've got your two sisters and you're really trying to look out for them as well.
I got the best role, I feel like, on the show because I get to come on and just be very funny and kind of loose and kind of pick at my sisters for doing little things and going back and forth with arguments. So I really enjoy being on the show, because I'm kind of just able to be myself and I don't have to worry about the drama or the beef, because I kind of just let it bounce right off of me, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because in real life we watch the relationship between Angela and Vanessa, and in real life sisters try to work together and they have high moments, they have low moments. Talk about the relationship between the two of you, and we were familiar with the success that you had years ago with Pastry and your desire to work together again, but something is sort of trying to hold that back at least. Talk about your relationship and will we see you work together again?
We're sisters.
Go ahead.
They can't even work together when putting a sentence together.
Well, we get to see how that dynamic plays out in the series we're talking about. Of course, is WeTV's hit series, Growing Up Hip Hop, Thursdays 9 Eastern Pacific. The Simmons with us, Angela, Vanessa, and JoJo. Talk about the role of your dad, the influence of your dad, not just on the business side of this, but I know you're very proud of the philanthropic work that he has done, continues to do, and that's important to all three of you as well to continue that.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, philanthropy is something that's always been embedded in us because we've been given such a powerful platform and we've been so privileged. We've always been taught that we have to give back in some sort of way. So I feel like giving back plays an important part in all of the things that we do. Everything that we take on, every project, is going to be some sort of philanthropic cause attached to it. It's our job, I feel like, to inspire and empower people to be the best possible versions of themselves. And because we've been given this platform, I feel like we go hard at it to make sure that we're always giving back and being a positive ray of light in the industry.
You know, they talk about what you're doing is continuing the family legacy. And you talked about that with the philanthropic work that your dad started. And I look at that and I'm thinking, do you see it as continuing the legacy or building your own legacy or maybe a combination of both?
Definitely a combination of both. You know, we're always constantly building so that we can add to our family legacy, but then also that we have our own legacy to pass on to our children. So like I said, everything that we do is going to have that kind of vibe to it. You know, I'm very proud of some of the things that I'm involved in and some of the things that I'm able to give back to the community. So on my end, that's how I feel about it. Like, it's a little bit of both.
And from a business standpoint, all of you have been successful, have projects going on. I'd like to talk about each of those. JoJo, first of all, for you, what are you working on now? You've got so many different things that you're working on. What's the focus right now of the projects you're working on?
Oh, definitely the main thing is, well, I'm a dad now. I have a 2-year-old daughter. So I started a brand called Daddy Committee, and there's a website, www.daddycommittee.com. You can go in there and get you some shirts, get you some hats, or go get you a special dad bag or a custom dad bag for just dads, really, because most diaper bags are really for women and moms. So we made bags for really dads to, you know, walk around with when they're with their children. And I also have a label, Who's House Entertainment, where I develop artists, producers, and writers. So I'm just trying to stay busy and stay, you know, within the business.
A diaper bag for dads. Where were you when my kids were growing up? I've got this silly this pink bag that I used to carry around and sort of like hide it when I'm carrying around. I wish you would have been. What a great idea you've got
That's
with that.
Exactly why I came up with that idea, because when I went to go shopping for one, all I saw was pink bags and bags that didn't really look like they go with my style.
Well, yeah, and you feel like, well, I'm a proud father. I don't care if somebody laughs at me because the diaper bag is pink. But then you're thinking, well, they're laughing at me because the diaper bag is pink, and I wish you would have been around when I could have used you. I mentioned the lines that Angela and Vanessa have. Angela, what do you have going besides this project?
Well, I'm working on right now. I have a fitness program called Built Not Bought, all about just building up your body, mind, soul. You know, I have the How to Eat pretty much in there, and 30 days workout. So I have that, and it's on my Instagram. If you go in there, there's a link for AngelaM.com, and you can sign up on there. So fitness, fashion, just always working on different projects, and that's one of the main ones I'm working on right now.
Got about a minute left. Vanessa, what do you have working on? I mentioned the fact that you've got a fashion business that's really doing well. I hear great things about that. What are you working on now?
I have a lot of exciting partnerships and, you know, projects going on, definitely in the fashion world. I'm starting a new beauty skincare line. It's really Bath and Body, of all natural body exfoliating scrubs, lip scrubs, and some bath bombs, just really promoting people to, you know, take some time to do some self-care. And I am co-owner and creative director of Miss Teenage California, which is a scholarship program for girls 14 to 19 that gives back $25,000 a year in scholarship funds that's furthering girls' education. And it's just really about instilling self-confidence in our young women and grooming them to be the best possible women that they can be. So I'm excited about that. We just sold it to be a television pilot so I can take it to a national level. And I have a lot of other exciting things coming out. You guys keep track of all of that at VanessaJSimmons.com.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning your own successful ventures. You have that and then some. In addition to Growing Up Hip Hop, that's Thursdays 9 Eastern Pacific, only on WeTV. With us, Angela Vanessa JoJo Simmons. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on WeTV. Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.